Blog Talk Radio.
Understanding the presence of God. The immediacy of the presence of God through the person of the Holy Spirit is startling. Once you enter in, you can never truly leave. The confirmation of this is rooted in the growth of the relationship. It is based on developing intimacy with the Father. Make no mistake about it. He must be pursued by you. You have to seek him diligently, and when you come into his presence, you have to know he is who he says he is, and that he will reward you with his presence. Unfortunately, many Christians have never experienced the presence, never experienced his presence, and most never will. What they think is the presence of God on Sunday mornings is actually a cheap knockoff of his presence. The preacher, the choir, the praise team, and the Hammond organ do not usher in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not sitting behind the curtain with a robe draped over his shoulders waiting to be summoned by the armor bearer that it's his time to enter the sanctuary. There is no such thing as setting the mood or clearing the atmosphere for him to show up and show out. Today, on Pathways to Truth Radio, understanding the presence of God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome once again to Pathways to Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger, hosting on this sizzling Sunday in the Carolinas with the heat index over 100. Brother Frank, I can't say it's hotter than July because it's July.
Yes,
sir. It's H-O-T out there.
We done rolled over into July, man, I tell you. Yeah, it done warmed up in the Carolinas, man. But welcome to the show, everybody. I'm excited about the presence of God today, man. Hey, man, let's take our time and let's do what we do best, man.
All right, this is something I've been meditating on this and studying this week, and I saw something, Brother Frank. This is, man, I love the word of God, man. Okay, watch this. The Holy Spirit said to me last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, you have to ask this question. What name do you know him as? What name do you know the Lord God as? And that will determine whether or not you understand the presence of God. I'm starting right there today. I'm going straight out to the deep, right off the bat. Brother Frank, what name do you know God as will determine whether or not you understand the presence of God? Go ahead.
Wow. Yes, sir. for me, the name that I know him as, Jehovah Tsidkenu. He's the Lord God, my righteousness. See, what I realized with the name of God and being in his presence, the main thing that I focus on is righteousness. When you're in his presence, the only thing you can focus on is doing right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Jesus was sent here to be the Lord God, our righteousness, to show us simply, man, how we're supposed to be doing right. But we live in a world today, we very well know that, so far out of the presence of God, the things that they're doing wrong, they think they're doing it right.
Yes.
So the enemy has twisted it because no one wants to surrender all. and they don't want to search their whole heart to come into the presence of God, man. They thinking simply by going to the church building is proving their righteousness. So for me, understanding the presence of God is understanding that, hey, man, he's present. So since he's present in my life because he's a present help, he's a Lord God that is there, man, I need to be doing the right thing, man. He's watching me.
Yeah.
How crazy is it for me to have my father there and I'm still going and cutting the food and doing what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, man, that's what's happening today. Go ahead.
I said in the preamble of the show that this presence of God that we see on Sunday mornings, this presence of God that we talk about as individuals during the course of the week, you know, with the blessed and highly favored folks, with the impromptu prayer meetings. I call it, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, a cheap knockoff. Individuals that are playing with the presence.
Yes.
Throughout human history, there has been evidence of the presence of God. First of all, in creation,
mm-hmm.
we always go back to the beginning, that everything that was made by God, according to the word of God, by faith. The first manifestation of the presence of God is faith.
Yes.
If you don't have faith, there is no presence. That's not Nick Moore's words. That's not Frank Cunningham's words. That's what God said.
That's what he said.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those that come to him must know that he is who he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That's what the Bible says. Okay, so let's talk about Big Brother Adam, who had the audacity to be face-to-face, heart-to-heart, in communion and fellowship with the Father.
Yes.
And what, Frank, what about Big Brother Moses? Okay, that gained God's trust to the point where he was able to lead 3.5 million people out of bondage.
Wow.
I got one more, and then I'm gonna stop and let you come in. What about Brother Abraham, Big Brother Abraham, who felt the presence of God with Isaac? Listen, it was the presence of God that allowed him to say before he even went up the hill that the boy and I will return. Oh, man.
That's
good
stuff
right there.
That's the word right there. that's the word right there. That's why, Brother Nick, that in the presence of God, we realize that God deal with now faith.
Yeah.
See, the faith is right now, not tomorrow.
Yes.
I needed God at my home, not the church.
Yes.
I needed God, Nick, to come with me to work, not meet me at the mosque.
Right.
I need God to come with me to the gym on Saturday after I get finished handing out all my watchtowers. Okay. Most people are not willing to do, this is in my private meditations, and I just feel like this. Most people are not willing to do what I was willing to do to get to God, bruh. And that was to die.
Yeah.
See, I just don't believe men want God that bad. evident in what's going on today. They're not willing to die to get to the presence of God, man. Die to themselves, man. Die to their worldly ways.
Yeah.
You know, die for the kingdom's sake, man. To get into God's presence, man, and to be holy and righteous, man, which is our reasonable service, man. To walk in this faith that you're talking about. Man, folks don't have faith, man.
No.
Folks got that watered down faith, man. Faith is what proves that we've been in the presence of God, man.
That is the litmus test.
That's the test.
See, you can't even say watered down faith because there is no such thing.
That's
you
right.
Either have it or you don't. So in essence, watered down faith is hope.
That's what it is.
That's essentially what hope is, watered down faith. You don't listen, it's like the faith is on the other side of the moat, and there's crocodiles in the moat, and there's no bridge.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? God said, go to the other side. See the presence of God is the bridge.
That's the bridge.
I don't know if y'all need help with that or not, but I don't. The presence of God is the bridge. When there's a sea of crocodiles, and God said, go to the other side. What the presence of God does, Brother Frank, and Pathways of Truth Nation, is that it takes away the fear. See, because fear and faith, they can't coexist.
That's right.
Okay, so Brother Frank, if God said go to the other side, I got to go to the other side. He told a whole bunch of folks to go to the other side. Some of them did, some of them didn't. Hey, but you know what? He was still the bridge. He will always be the bridge. Brother Frank, is it okay with you if I say to you that Jesus is my bridge? I hope that don't offend you.
That'll do it.
Okay. Brother Frank, let me say, I'm going to mess you up right now. See, there were some great prophets, the Bible says. I think in Hebrews they call them a great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
These are the people who experience the presence of God to its fullest. One of my favorite big brothers is Brother Isaiah. Now, we could really talk about Brother Isaiah for the next 2 years still wouldn't come close to scratching the surface. But for the sake of time, I'm going to tell you that Brother Isaiah felt the presence of God as he prophesied to the nations about the coming of the Messiah with clarity and precision. There was another one of my big brothers, his name was Ezekiel, who also felt the presence as he interpreted the godly visions from the Father, listen, to warn Israel of her impending destruction. And last in this little section, Brother Frank, because I'm going to let you talk about Brother Malachi. Big Brother Daniel... Big Brother Daniel felt the presence. Now, you know, Brother Daniel and Big Brother Joseph, they the only two patriarchs in the Bible that was scandal-free.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether the Pathways, the Truth Nation knew that or not. The only two patriarchs in the Bible without scandal as Daniel and Joseph. Okay. Daniel felt the presence of God in the lion's den. Get this, Brother Frank. When he made the lions his pillow.
Yes.
Now
the
you got to be up in the presence of God to make a lion who hadn't eaten your pillow. Brother Frankie, we had one of them little church, the little hot churches today. You know how much money they'd be putting on the steps right now. We went there to see the people for the singles and fives. Go ahead,
we got brothers after brothers, man. Examples throughout this word, man. We just naming off a few of them, man.
Yeah.
These guys went after God's presence, man. It's example after example, man, of how to apply God's word to our lives and how to get into his presence, into his mindset, and how to walk by faith, man. And people won't pick up his word and eat his word, man. It's just like what you said, man, with Big Brother Malachi. This brother explained to us how God, the Lord God, man, he's a refiner, man. He used a refiner's fire, and he's like a fuller's coat. If you're willing to come into his presence, man, he'll clean you up and make you new, man. He'll refine you, man.
Yeah.
And he'll set you in a place, man, where most folks are not even step towards coming, man. He'll be like Big Brother Isaiah said. Big Brother Isaiah said that most folks, what they'll do, they'll turn away back. That's what he said. He said instead of going to the presence, they turn away back. He said they have to turn away and walk back to going into their carnal mindset instead of coming into the presence.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Yes, that's it. That's it right there. That's it.
They just see the world has been convinced that, and unfortunately, it's supposed to be the opposite of what's going on here. But the people are trying to go to the building and allow the preacher to usher in the presence of God. But the only thing they really want to do is experience it. See, they don't want to live in it. They just want to be able to experience it a little bit and then come out and go back to doing what they do. And not knowing that, there's no way, like you said in the introduction, you can't just sermon up. You just sermon up God, man, with your choir. And this man coming in, man, there's no way you can do it. First of all, you got too many carnal-minded ministers who have convinced Christians that God is here and I feel God.
Mm.
Man, they convincing the Christians, bro.
Yes, sir.
And the Christians are not even going back home and reading and meditating and studying God's word to find out what the presence of God is supposed to be all about. And if they do read something, they find out they got to go through the fire, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. How's a husband going to get to God and get in God's presence? He's afraid of his wife.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's it right there.
Uh-huh.
Look, man, that's a million-dollar question. Look, man. I'm gonna go back to Big Brother Moses.
Okay,
you got to be like, if you miss this Pathways of Truth, I'm clicking the radio off right now at this. I'm clicking it off. Elohim, the Lord God. This is the fullness of God. This is the totality of God in his triune state, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He said to Moses in Exodus, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead, brother. Man, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I know that had to touch just, somebody.
I was just saying, what a decree, man. For Elohim, man.
Yeah.
Man, listen, bro. That stuff right there, that what makes you go after God, man. And I want that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to commune with them guys, man. For them guys just to pour out, man. You can just sit there and just listen and do.
That's it.
You listen and do.
Man, that is, man.
Man,
go ahead, man. I'm already busting.
I was able to come out of the world system simply by sitting in his presence and listening and doing.
Yes.
I wouldn't talk. There was no talking going on by me. What am I going to say? I talked through my demonstration of it. That's what I do. That's how I talked. It was that I listened, I heard, and I did. So my doing is what did the talking.
Yeah. Your action was a response to what God was telling you to do. The manifestation of God's presence in your life, okay, put you in a position to walk out the mandate that he spoken to you through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the demonstration of that thing was whatever manifested out of whatever he told you to do. In other words, your peace, your rest, your joy, your love in the Holy Ghost is the proof of the presence of God in your life.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds it up, man. We thank y'all for listening to the show today.
Brother Frank, let me tell you what else I saw last night.
Go ahead, man.
This actually was yesterday. I was thinking about Big Brother Enoch. They don't talk about Enoch a lot in the church house. They mention him every now and then. The only thing they ever say about Enoch is he was caught up.
That's it.
Okay, look. Let me give y'all like 60 seconds that's going to blow your mind. This man, Enoch, walked with God for 300 years before he was translated. Okay, I want y'all to stop for a second and think about that. Just take 10 seconds. Don't nobody talk. Years, Brother Frank. That means if Enoch was here today, Enoch himself walked with God to 2,316. Good God Almighty. Okay, I know that don't mean nothing for you. I'm going to take a little farther because I know that probably still don't mean. People still looking at the radio like, what are you talking about, Nick? Okay, look. That means he was with God by himself for 300 years.
Yeah.
Three centuries, Frank.
Yes.
Of fellowship. Yes. Why do we not talk about this cat? What do you think he got from God, being with God for 300 years? Is it sinking in, folks? It's got to be sinking in now. Why do we not know anything about this man? Let me put it in perspective, Brother Frank. I'm gonna make y'all scream.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the physical manifestation of a man on planet Earth. I'm not talking about the spirit Enoch that was translated. Jesus himself spent 3 years on Earth in the Christ mantle.
Yeah.
Okay, 3.5 years walking with God on Earth. Enoch did it for 300 years. That's all I got to say. Now, you missed that, I can't help you.
Okay, let me. I'm about to pop right now. I'm about to pop right now. Okay, man. This is how we know that God is who he say he is.
Right.
Listen, bro. God is who he say he is. I'm going to tell you how powerful God is. Enoch was Cain's son.
Y'all ain't hear me.
God took the man's son. Cain killed Abel. Cain was the first murderer. God took the man's first son and made him bow down to him and kept him in his presence. That's how belligerent Christ is.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Frank.
Oh, my
God. I bet y'all never heard this before on Sunday. Y'all thumbing through the Bible right now. What are they talking about? Okay. Keep going, Brother Frank. It's getting gooder and gooder.
Bruh, see, they don't want to talk about that present. This is the present that we're talking about. We're talking about this present about the gospel that will make your pastor call you a devil and a blasphemer for speaking out your mind and truth in the church meeting and asking questions about the finances of the church. See, we talking about this presence that got in you, that got you the unction to stand up and say, man, I need to know where the money going in this church, man. What's going on in here?
Yeah.
Listen, there's a presence that done welled up inside of you that make you speak out, because most folks won't speak out. Hey, they're only going to be one or maybe two folks that are going to speak out.
Yeah.
Where the presence of God is on them so heavy that they just got, man, they just can't not go without saying something. I'm talking about that presence that make the local deacon nervous when y'all in the finance meeting. You the one speaking up and the deacons are nervous about what you saying to the pastor. The stuff that you revealing. I'm talking about the gospel that will make the deacon's wife cross her arms and turn up her nose and curse you out under her stinking breath for asking questions and opposing what they doing in here.
My goodness.
I'm talking about that presence of God that wells up in you, that you got to speak the truth, man. You got to say something.
Yes, Lord. That's good
that presence right there, it's no respect to person. Just because your pastor's in a meeting, that don't mean anything to you. You got to say what God is telling you what to say. That's the present. That's the present that I'm thinking about. See, Nick, that present, when you speak out, is so strong in it that the first lady will get so mad, and she'll go home with the pastor late at night and pull out her tight wig and her tight girdle and tell the pastor, if you don't say something to him, I will. I'm talking about that present of God that'll well up in you, and that you gotta speak God's truth.
Yes.
Instead of quenching it.
Yes.
And holding it and going home and talking to your friends about it.
Yeah, man. This presence of God that is on us. Whew. Okay. The Bible calls it, the Hebrew word is called kabod, K-A-B-O-D. Y'all can look that up. This is the Hebrew interpretation is the glory. The actual word means weightiness. It is an actual weight on you in the spirit realm that forces you to do certain things.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Frank said, he sat in the presence of God and didn't utter a word. The kabod or the glory fell upon him, the weightiness of God's presence, and unto him slapped up out of the church into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me say to you, if you are yielding totally, if you have died to yourself, you cannot resist the presence of God. And you will do exactly what the presence tells you to do. Okay,
yes,
okay, look, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it by the word. The word says that the blood of Jesus blots out transgressions. Brother Frank, I'm going to give our Pathway to Truth family a revelation, another little nugget.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus did not start when that Roman soldier pierced his side. I'm going to be bold in my declaration that it was the blood of Jesus that covered Enoch.
Yes, sir.
See, it was the blood of Jesus that blotted out the transgression of his father Cain.
Yes, sir.
That allowed the Lord God Elohim to see him as a son.
Yes.
And say, look, I know your father was jacked up. I know everything about your daddy.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? I even know who your grandfather is. That too much for him, Frank? That too much. Oh, look, Enid's grandfather is the devil.
Yes, sir.
Just so we clear.
So we clear.
So he said, in and with all of that, if you don't look, you can still walk with me.
Hallelujah.
See, when you were in the presence of God, there's the sense Brother Frank talked about, seeing and hearing and sitting and listening. Listen, our five senses were created to allow us to enter into the presence of God. See, we're talking about what we see in creation and nature, the peculiar and unbelievable things that we witness in the ocean and the air, the behavior of animals that is just mind-boggling at us. How in the world do they? Okay. When we hear things, that's the manifestation of faith. We just got finished talking about that a few minutes ago. When we feel, once you enter in as a believer, you just know. It's subtle, yet so powerful. We just got finished talking about the weightiness and the glory of God. And then you taste. The Bible says in Psalms 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In other words, you can't taste him if you don't trust him. And then finally, Brother Frank, we're talking about the fifth sense of smelling. The presence of God has an aroma. And that aroma is an aroma of peace. Of you talked about it earlier, Brother Frank, of righteousness. See, righteousness has a smell to it.
Yes.
Holiness and godliness, they have a smell. They have an aroma. You know,
yes.
Just like the stench of vileness, of lewdness and lasciviousness, of all those things have a smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are the senses God gives us to be able to resist the enemy and fight the kingdom of darkness so that we can remain card-carrying citizens of the kingdom of heaven. All right. That was my 90 seconds right there, Brother Frank. Go ahead.
I tell you, man, that is helping us to understand the presence of God. See, Brother Nick, man, I realize that most people have studied the Bible wrong because it is based on the pastor's thought rather than the insight and revelation from the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Say that again.
Well, most of the folks studied the Bible all wrong because their thoughts is based on them going to church and listening to the sermons or listening to the pastor's tapes or his CDs and looking, reading the scriptures that he reading or he done read in Bible study or Sunday school or whatever. And the thoughts that he had, the pastor had, they basing their studies on the pastor's thoughts rather than the insight and the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So they doing it all wrong. The Holy Spirit is not reigning free in their life and directing them. They being directed by the pastor's thoughts. So if they don't like something or they don't like something he said or they running home trying to flip through their Bible and trying to read something they don't heard him say, well, those are his thoughts. Those didn't come from the Holy Spirit for you personally. Nothing that I study come from anybody else but the Holy Spirit. I read through and I give him meditation. He lead God and direct me through this word. It's the insight and the revelation that we're getting from the Holy Spirit. We're not getting this by looking up a pastor's sermon on the internet and trying to preach it on Sunday. In the book of Psalms, David said, it wasn't until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. He's talking about when he's saying, when he understood I therein, that's meaning the end of wickedness. See, they twisting the truth. So, Nick, David, when he says step into the sanctuary, he's not talking about stepping into the church.
No.
He stepped beyond his thoughts right into the presence of God, then experienced perception and Holy Spirit revelation. That's what he did.
Yes.
When he stepped into the sanctuary of God, which is God's presence, he was able to get, bro, perception and Holy Spirit revelation.
Yeah.
That's the revelation. That's the presence of God we're talking about today.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that modified his behavior totally.
Yeah, see, brother, the presence of God, you have to have a listening heart. People want to talk because they don't truly believe God will speak to them. And he says that, he said in his word that you study to show yourself approved. Look, man, I have trusted the Lord God from my youth. Okay, the word said this right here. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. See, this faith walk, it's just like what you said at the beginning of the show, Nick. Once you come in and you get in Christ, there's no really turning back.
Yeah.
See, those folks who said, talking about you can come in and then you go back, there's none of that.
No.
And once you get that faith and you come into the presence of God and you experience that truly, and you done surrendered your whole heart, listen, man, looking back is not even, that's not even in your vocabulary no more, man.
No.
You realize God is a present help daily now. This present Nick graduated me from church school, man.
That's it.
It helps me to see. Coming to God's presence showed me all my carnality.
Yes.
I had to come out of that. I had to come out. Like I said, he showed me, why are you trying to go to that building to try to find me, and I'm right here at your house. Where you going?
Yeah. Yeah. There's two things I want to say to what you said. That when David had alluded to the fact that there was a perception that David was a great king. He mm-hmm. was a great leader, a great warrior, never lost a battle till the end.
Mm-hmm.
David had been avoiding God through the prophets for almost 2 years before he came to the revelation that he had to go into the sanctuary or die.
Yeah.
He said, until I got the revelation that I needed to be in the presence of God, because I'm still a murderer. I'm still an adulterer. I'm mm-hmm. still a liar. I might be mm-hmm. great, all these other things, but in God's eyes, I'm garbage. See, the double life of a man or a woman, okay, they confront one another in the presence of God. And then you're in the middle of your good man and your bad man, or your good woman or your bad woman, and you have to make a decision which way you're going to go. Because that's what the Holy Spirit said. Look, right now you got to make a choice. Are you going this way or are you going that way? Because if you stay in the middle, if you stay lukewarm, I'm spitting you out, I'm done with you.
Yes.
Holy Spirit come at you raw like that. There ain't no pity-pat parties when the Holy Spirit decide it's time for you know, to jump on you with both feet like a silverback and rip you up. Okay, look, Brother Frank, I'm telling you, we know this stuff
yeah.
that we see on Sundays, in the media, on YouTube, all of these things that people are saying about the presence. Look, I'm going to tell you how I know this stuff is a farce by the revelation the Holy Spirit gave me. Because the Bible says that no man can stand in his presence. That's the first thing. I'm going to cover stand in a minute. And then the Bible says no man can glory in his presence. I'm going to cover that in a minute, too. Okay. You can't stand in the presence of God. I'm not talking about just standing upright. I'm talking about your standing, your titles, that stuff don't mean nothing in the presence of God.
That's right.
Nobody greater than King David, the Bible said, in terms of the greatest king ever.
Yeah.
Was nothing in the presence of God. He said it himself throughout 150 Psalms that you should read some of the Psalms, folks, that David wrote that ain't in the Bible. Okay, I ain't gonna mess up the whole country today.
Okay.
Y'all think them 150 he wrote in the Bible or something? You should read some of the other ones that's in the apocrypha. Okay, look.
Yeah.
All right, there's a whole bunch more that goes real deep into how sorry and pitiful and wicked and corrupt his heart really is.
Yes.
No man can stand in the presence of God. Number two, no man can glory in his presence. We just got finished talking about glory. We said that God's glory is actual weight that you can feel. If you're a 150-pound man and there somebody put a 600-pound man on your shoulders, you go into your knees, probably on your face. This is what I'm trying to get you a picture to see, because no man can stand in the presence of God and receive accolades. He can't be the man that we see or the woman that we see who says that they are a humble servant of God, yet they exalt themselves above God. That their name is all over the church bulletins and all over the website and all on the printed material and the banners and on every fan that they hand out in Amy Zion Church.
Yeah.
They said, Pastor, it's going to be either you or Martin Luther King on this fan. The pastor said, take Martin Luther King off this fan, put my picture on one side, and put the Ames Brothers Funeral Home on the other side. Because they paying for these fans. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Brother Frank, what I'm saying is this. I'm going to let you come in on this. Because I'm really, really after this, I'm through. Okay, you cannot be in the presence of God and then ask the people for an offering.
Oh, my goodness.
No way. I'm done. You can do what you want to do from here. I ain't got nothing else to say. You can't, hey, Brother Frank, you can't do it. Can't be in the presence of God and ask some people for an offer. Impossible.
That is impossible, man. Man, I don't even know what else to say, man. What a privilege. What a privilege. What a privilege. Man, I'm gonna leave it alone, man. That's it.
God is good, man. And we thank him for giving us this forum to promote him. The only mission of Mandate Ministries is to point people to Jesus Christ. We have no other agenda. Tune in next week to Pathways to Truth Radio. Listen, I'm telling you, go back and listen to this revelation that God gave us today. It is powerful. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Have an awesome week in the Lord. Read your word. Read it slow. Peace and blessings.